Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick Trusiewski. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting seventh. The catcher, Orlando McFarlane. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oyler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Podres. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Johnny Podres. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting second. The second baseman, Bob Savarin. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Don Locke. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike McCormick. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Mike McCormick. And now, play ball. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin strikes out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt juggles the ball. That's an error on Wirt. Brinkman moves to second. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oyler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Horton reaches second base with a double. Kaline goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Tigers. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Horton moves to third. One out. Orlando McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine. McFarlane reaches second base with a double. Horton scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Podres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Podres strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oyler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Lock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lock takes first base on ball four. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lock moves to second. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCormick for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Lock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is 0 for 1 in the game. Trusiewski is called out on strikes. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0 for 1 in the game. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oyler fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oyler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Stanley reaches second base with a double. Orlando McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McFarlane strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oyler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Lock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lock hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. McFarland settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on McFarland. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Locke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trzaski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-1 in the game. Euler strikes out. One out. Johnny Podres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Podres is 0-for-1 in the game. Podres hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Casanova hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-1 in the game. McCormick bunts towards the mound. Podres fields it and throws to first for the out. Casanova moves to second. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Brinkman hits a line drive towards short. Euler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Trzaski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trzaski is 0-for-2 in the game. Trzaski hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Locke who is chasing the ball. Kaline reaches third base with a triple. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0-for-2 in the game. Savarin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-2 in the game. McMullen hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentine hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Podres fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Stanley hits a pop-up towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McFarlane strikes out. Two outs. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler is 0-for-2 in the game. Oyler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oyler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Casanova hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Podres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Podres is 0-for-2 in the game. Podres hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Podres reaches second base with a double. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirt bunts towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wirt for the out. Podres moves to third. One out. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is 0-for-3 in the game. Trusiewski strikes out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-3 in the game. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Casey Cox now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Kaline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Padres scores. Cash moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tim Cullen pinch hits for Casey Cox. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen strikes out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oyler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Savarin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-3 in the game. McMullen hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron Klein now pitching. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Orlando McFarlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McFarlan takes first base on ball 4. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler is 0 for 3 in the game. Oyler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McFarlan moves to second. Jerry Lump pinch hits for Johnny Padres. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for the out. McFarlan moves to third. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Larry Sherry now pitching. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 3 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards second. Trasuski picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Trasuski. Valentine moves to second. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Valentine moves to third. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 3 in the game. Howard hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Locke is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 3 in the game. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards short. Oyler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Casanova hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim King pinch hits for Ron Klein. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King takes first base on ball 4. Casanova moves to second. Dave Wickersham now pitching. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Brinkman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Casanova scores. King moves to second. It's Tigers, 3, Senators, 3. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Savarin hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Humphreys now pitching. Dick Trasuski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trasuski is 0 for 4 in the game. Trasuski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 4 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wickersham fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kirkland pinch runs for Frank Howard. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Locke hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Kirkland now playing left field. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orlando McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. McFarlane strikes out. Two outs. Ray Oiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oiler is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Oiler hits a fly ball into left field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 4 in the game. Harrelson strikes out. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Casanova takes first base on ball 4. Bob Humphreys is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphreys strikes out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oiler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup pinch hits for Dave Wickersham. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 4 in the game. Wirt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Casanova settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Wood pinch hits for Dick Trusiewski. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin misplays the ball. That's an error on Savarin. Northrup moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Northrup moves to third. Wood moves to second. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 4 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline is walked intentionally. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Northrup scores. Wood scores. Kaline moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-3, Tigers. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Gladding now pitching. Jake Wood now playing second base. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Savarin hits a pop-up towards third. Word settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-5 in the game. McMullen strikes out. Two outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Valentine takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Lolick now pitching. Ken Hamlin pinch hits for Willie Kirkland. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.